It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
You know, they make it sound so fun. And you know what it is? This is a really special time of the year. Twice a year, we get together in different ways. You know, like this morning, Fred Jackson's going to be joining me. In fact, he's there, but hang on just a second, Fred. At Share-a-thon, all of the volunteers from around the country come in. They man the phones. They, along with some of the staff members, and they take your phone calls. It's just a wonderful celebration of American Family Radio. And of course, a time that we sort of work together where we ask you to help us financially. And you do. You just do. That's the amazing part to me. If you haven't done that yet, by the way, the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. That's AFR.net. But it's our pleasure to bring you, I don't know, just to chat with you in a more informal way. Plus, we will be talking about the news this morning because there are a lot of things that I want to cover. That Southwest pilot, the air traffic control recording is now available. I'd like to play a part of that. We know that Mike Pompeo went to see Kim Jong-un. That's amazing. That is an amazing story. We'll get to that shortly, too. But first of all, I want to just introduce my co-host this morning, a name very familiar to those of you who listen to this show, because when he fills in for me, I'm always so grateful with all of his other duties. Plus, I know that you're in great hands. Fred Jackson, the head of our news department. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sandy. Great to be with you. It's a beautiful day here at our headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi. And I can tell you right now, our phone room has been busy the last hour. And this is a bit of a challenge for you and me, Sandy.
Oh, yeah? Is the heat on?
In the last hour, they had over 400 people calling in with pledges. All right?
Wow.
So now we got over 400 yesterday. We need the same today. Folks, oh, listen. Listen, folks, today. And Sandy just told you, for every gift that you give in the next hour, somebody, a generous heart, is going to add $100. You give $25, you give $50, you give $100. They will add $100 to your pledge. So now is the time to call 877-616-2396. The crew out there in our phone room have just eaten their sausage and biscuits. They're ready to go for another hour. So now is the time to call 877-616-2396. $100 gets added to every pledge that you make right in the next hour, folks. Let's get busy. Let's get those phones ringing.
Boy, that's amazing, Fred. That whoever that is so generous. That's adding $100 to each pledge. But of course, we know that God does not view your gifts in terms of their size. The scripture is replete with stories of people who gave everything they had, the widow's mite, and other stories like that. And it was God looks on the heart, not on the outward appearance. So don't worry about the amount that you give. We humans talk about it more.
That's right.
because we are human. But God values, you know, whatever you can give. And our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You know, every morning and every day, round the clock, 24 hours on American Family Radio, you have the access to what's happening in the headlines through American Family Radio News. And Fred Jackson joined AFR Talk, the news department, from Canadian Broadcasting, which I've had. Fred, I don't know if I ever told you, but more than once in Vancouver, of course, my son was there. You were there working a number of years. We did not know each other. Mm-hmm. But I went to Canadian Broadcasting to do hits for Fox many times. It was just very interesting. So I have a good idea of the kind of work you did. That is the big dog in the Canadian market. You came to American Family News. And how is it that you, what did you your own standards for how you put together your staff and how you put together the news. I think people would be interested in that.
Well, first of all, we look for Christians who are journalists and who understand that we are in a spiritual battle in this country. And honestly, I have to say it's been difficult at times to find people to come and work in this environment. The radio news environment, and you're familiar with this, Sandy, it is busy. I mean, you're talking newscasts every top of the clock. And then in this country now, because of that spiritual warfare that's on, there are so many different fronts. So what we did was, as we brought people in, we gave them what's called beats, specific areas. For instance, Charlie Butts, who recently retired, but we bring him back, still bring him back 2 days a week. Charlie Butts, our reporter, our pro-life reporter, is probably the preeminent pro-life reporter in this country. He knows all the players. He knows what's going on in the courts, the challenges. He knows all about the evil of Planned Parenthood, all of those sorts of things. Then we have somebody who looks after national security. And then we have somebody that specializes in education. Education, for example, that is a huge beat because of what's going on in our education system, both in our schools, high schools, middle school, elementary schools, and universities. The attacks against Christian values, the attacks against Christians. So we have much to cover, so we break it all up. And I tell you, I am so blessed. God has brought people. When I was posting jobs, it was amazing. I'd start getting phone calls from the northern tier of the country, from somebody who worked in secular broadcasting and wanted to work in Christian broadcasting. So it's been a blessing from the Lord. It has taken off. And, you know, I'm always reminded for such a time as this, that phrase out there, God has put together this team to bring the news from a Christian perspective to our audience. And I count it a blessing every day. I'm in my early 60s right now. I still love coming to work every morning and doing what the Lord has called us to do.
That's great, Fred. And we are the beneficiaries of that every single day. And you do have a great team. I can attest to that. They are professionals through and through. And as I said yesterday, we get all of the news. We get it every perspective. We get not every perspective. That's not what I meant to say. We get the full spectrum is what I meant to say about what's going on, whether it's news about Christianity, news about moral issues, but also the other news that doesn't have obvious connections with that. I mean, I think that, you know, every issue at its core has a is affected by the Christian worldview, but it isn't always obvious. But you guys cover it all and you do it very well. So thank you so much to you and to all of you listening. I bet you could say the same thing if I were to open the phone lines, but I can't this morning. But you can do that by calling 877-616-2396. If you would like to, if you appreciate the good work of American Family News and One News Now, that's their written outlet Fred, how would you describe that? Would you say online, or do you guys don't have hard copy? It's One News Now online.
OneNewsNow.com. It's our website, and basically we bring you the news of the day. If there's an earthquake somewhere, you know, the airplane crashes, that kind of thing. So that is brought to you. We have videos of some of the major breaking stories, but the key to One News Now is that our crew on that side of the newsroom, Jody Brown and Billy Davis, what they do is take the radio scripts and then they fill those out a bit and put them up on stories on OneNewsNow.com. We also have a freelancer that works with us through the weekend to keep the site updated. So it's a busy spot, Sandy. And like I say, we just feel blessed to be a part of bringing the news to Christians from a Christian perspective.
Yep. All right. So the phone number, if you agree, and, you know, not just for AFR News, but all of the other things that you love about AFR Talk, you can call and make your most generous donation, which will be $100 will be added to it. If it's, you know, $1,000, it'll be $1,100. Or if you're getting ready to write a check for $30,000, you know, just add $100. I'm kidding. I know some of you might be able to do that. But honestly, whatever you can give, our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Let's hear what a listener has to say.
This is Dave from Hammond, New York. I'm a truck driver out here, and I see a lot of stuff. I know there's a lot of temptation out here, a lot of trials and tribulations, and plenty of traffic. and I love American Family Radio Talk Network because of all the great shows that come on with some great Bible teachers. And I do like today's issues as well. Brian Fisher's got a great show. Sandy Rios, I just like it all. So AFR, keep it up. Check is in the mail because my wife and I are supporters of AFR, even though we can't get it up in northern New York. I pick it up on the road when I'm traveling. So God bless AFR and all you do. Give my best to Abraham Hamilton III and the rest of the crew. Mr. Wildman, you got a good bunch there.
Isn't that sweet? You know, all the years I've been on the radio, I can't tell you how many truck drivers have a lot of time to listen. And often it changes their lives to have a conservative or Christian radio available to them. Sometimes they're the most informed people in the country. Yeah. They can be.
Amen.
And it is a lonely patch. Boy, being out there driving day and night away from your families, it can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we are happy to fill the cab of our listeners' truck there and fill them with good news and encouraging information. Fred Jackson is my co-host this morning. This is Sandy Rios. Fred, of course, is our newsman. And so, Fred, let's talk about some news. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, there was stunning news, stunning news. And I'm going to let President Trump at least tell us about it first. Here it is.
I think Mike Pompeo is extraordinary. He was number one at West Point. He was top at Harvard. He's a great gentleman. I think he'll go down as truly a great Secretary of State. By the way, he just left North Korea. Had a great meeting with Kim Jong-un and got along with him really well, really great. And he's that kind of a guy. He's very smart, but he gets along with people. So I think that Mike will be in good shape. We'll see what happens. You know, a lot of people are predicting other things, but I have a feeling it's going to work out very well. And I think our country really needs him. He's going to be a great leader.
Yeah, so the bottom line is that Mike Pompeo, who's going to be my new, hopefully, Secretary of State, just visited with Kim Jong-un.
What amazing story.
Hey, that's like, what? Like, what? What did he just say? Honestly, Fred, put it in context for us.
Well, my question, how did he get there without anybody knowing? You know,
I know.
He's still CIA director. And he's transitioning to this, and we hopefully to Secretary of State. But normally, you know, CIA director, you know, they travel with this big entourage. So how do you do that without anybody knowing? But it's absolutely amazing. And I think it's becoming typical of this president that they would discuss this and they would say, okay, Mike Pompeo, you go off and set the table for this meeting that's going to occur between President Trump and Kim Jong-un sometime in May, they say. So that's there. But, you know, the president said something else yesterday. So the table has been set by Mike Pompeo. But what the president added yesterday is, you know what? If we don't get what we need to get from the North Korean leader, President Trump talking here, I'll get up and leave the table. So the president's not going to be a pushover. This is not going to be a political thing that whatever happens, we want to look good coming out of this. He says, no, if we don't get promises and commitments to denuclearization in North Korea, then I'll get up and walk away from the table. He's tough talking, but it's working, Sandy.
Yes, I know. Honestly, Fred, if you go down, if you tick off the things that he's accomplished in terms of international relations, it's just amazing. Pulling us out of TPP, the bombing in Syria, over the chemical weapons attack on Bashar al-Assad's people, the dealings with North Korea. No one has been able to manage North Korea in the 20 years I've been covering this, Fred.
Exactly.
So this is just stunning, and I think it is affecting people's perception of this president. I just think, you know, it's just amazing how refreshing people actually using common sense in international relations is. This is just common sense, by the way. And we have to take this break, but you know what we need you to do. We're asking you to do is call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and make your most generous pledge. We'll be right back after this. Sandy Rios with Fred Jackson in the morning.
Digital media editor, Dr. Ray Rooney.
I just get a great joy out of seeing, wow, I work with people that know an awful lot. The insight, the wisdom that people have brought with them when they come to work at AFA. God called every single individual here at AFA. And the reason I know that is because of the results that we're getting and the corporate spirit. There's no animosity. There's no departmental jealousies. It's amazing to watch it all work together.
Hello, this is Karen. I live in Texas, and I want to share that I was a person who was aware of things that were going on, and I would pray, but I would think, what in the world can I do about any of this? And then I found AFR Radio and began to hear real information and the way to take some action, little as it might be, from one person. And it has been such a blessing. Plus, of course, the teaching ministries that are on. And so we listen to AFR just about all day. And we're so grateful for God having this available. And we share with many people always how to tune in to AFR Radio because it's so educational and inspirational. And we just appreciate all that you guys are doing. Thank you.
It's how we live. In God we trust. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
Okay, Sandy Rios back with you. So Fred Jackson back there in Tupelo eating sausage and biscuits, which I don't have the advantage of. Well, how's the phone going? I mean, are people calling in? By the way, the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. You know, Fred, I know you understand this. You know, I sit here every morning. I spend a lot of time, you know, studying and reading, and then I pour my heart out, and sometimes I think I did okay, and other times I think, oh, that was horrible. But a lot of times I think, is anybody listening?
And
so, we don't ever get phones, you know, phone calls. So, I mean, no, we do get phone calls. I mean like this, where people are calling in for a purpose. So is anybody calling this
Absolutely.
Morning?
Sandy, you got the best audience, I'll tell you. You're loyal listeners, and I can understand why, because they're getting their first big hit of news for the day from you. And they want to know what's going on in their world. And already we're close to 240 calls.
Wow.
In the first 23 minutes. Actually, it's the first 18 minutes. 253 now.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, folks. All right. Two things I want to remind folks of right now. Whatever you pledge in the next 35 minutes, folks, listen to this. We're going to add $100 to it. Whatever you pledge, we're going to add $100 to it. Now, so this is the hour to do it. This is the last day of Share-a-thon, folks. You don't get a chance to do this tomorrow. This is the last day. So we want 500 calls in this hour. We have friendly competition during Share-a-thon. There was just over 400 last time. I am calling on all Sandy Rios listeners. This is going to be the key hour. All right. So call right now, 877-616-2396. So here's the benefit. You get $100 added to whatever you pledge right now. 877-616-2396. Plus, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we're going to send you 5 of the In God We Trust decals, 5 bookmarks, and 5 buttons. And then a monthly gift of $30 or more, we're going to send you that, plus an In God We Trust t-shirt. So look, this is the hour, folks. I mean, do not wait until you
the
get
the hour up. Of decision.
This the
oh,
hour
no,
of decision.
Wait, sorry, Mr. Graham.
So we're up to 263. Remember, the challenge now, over 500. We need to get over 500. Folks, right. You can do it. You're in the Eastern time zone. You're just about arriving at work. Get on that phone before you go into work. Get on that phone. over in the central time zone, same thing. You may be on your work. You may be stopping at your favorite restaurant to get your sausage and biscuit. All right. When you're doing that, just give us a call, 877-616-2396, and say, I love Sandy Rios in the morning. She is what this country needs. More of Sandy Rios in the morning. I want to help out. Call
you know
right
what?
Now.
Oh, wow. That's cool, Fred. That's exciting to me. I want to interject another news story.
Sure.
While we can. Something really stunning happened yesterday. We reported yesterday about the pilot of the Southwest Airlines who guided that plane down. And we told you a little bit about her. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. Her name is Tammy Jo Schultz. She and her husband both are captains for Southwest Airlines. Tammy was the first female fighter pilot for the U.S. Navy. So she's got quite a history. There have been nothing but superlatives about her handling of that airplane as it went down so slowly. Can you imagine? The engine blows out, literally. A woman is sucked out partially. I heard, Fred, that a very muscular guy, I don't remember anything beyond that description, was able to pull her back in. Mm-hmm. I think she's the one who did not survive. But it was a pretty traumatic situation. And yet yesterday, the cockpit recording was released. And you have to hear her. If you haven't heard her, I've asked Adam to edit it a little bit. But let's hear a bit of Tammy Jo Schultz guiding that plane down.
Southwest 1380 has an engine fire descending.
Southwest 1380, you're descending right now?
Yes, sir. We're single engine descending. Have a fire number one.
Southwest 1380, understand, so there's a fire, you're single engine for the fire?
Actually, we're no fire now, but we are single engine.
Southwest 1380, descend and maintain 6,000.
Southwest 1380, down to 6,000.
And when you get a chance, I need a few remaining and souls on board.
Okay, 149 souls on board, 5 hours of fuel.
Southwest 1380. 1380 got a 1458 on frequency. I just cleared him for the approach. Southwest 1380. I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Southwest 1380. Speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet, and you let me know when you want to turn base.
All right. Down to 3,000. Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
We'll work it out there. So the airport's just off to your right. Report it in sight, please.
In sight. South 1380, airport's in sight.
Southwest 1380, you're cleared. Visual approach, 27 left. 27 left and towers on 18-5.
Southwest 1380, right turn when you're able. You want to stop wherever you need to assign.
Thank you. We're going to stop right here by the fire truck. Thanks, guys, for the help.
It's the voice of pilot Tammy Jo Schultz, who brought that Southwest plane down after losing one of the engines and a passenger sucked out. Did you hear that? Did you hear that voice? And Fred, before I get your comments, I want to repeat what we reported yesterday, is that she attended a Nazarene University, and she told her former track coach, Kurt Ammons, recently, before this, that every time she sits in the captain's chair, it gives her the opportunity to witness for Christ on almost every flight.
Absolutely amazing. I was particularly taken when the ATC, Air Traffic Control, told her, you know, to keep the speed up. And she calmly says, well, I'm going to have to slow down a bit because I got a piece of the plane missing. I mean, that's what it takes in those kinds of situations. And I read a few more details of what happened when she lost that engine, what's called the number one engine, which is on the left side of the airplane if you're looking forward. When she lost that engine, the airplane went into a 41-degree bank. Now, normally you get 10, 15, maybe 20 if you're approaching an airport and does some turning. This went into a 41-degree bank. So she had to recover from that. And that takes rudder work. That takes adjusting the other engine that is working. Plus, she's being told she's got a passenger, part of whose body is out a window. And so she is dealing with all of these things and then thinking about, how am I going to get this aircraft down safely? I'm absolutely amazed at her calmness. I mean, she's been a pilot for years. When I was doing some pilot training, that often when in pilot's job, especially airline pilots, it's hours of sheer boredom or hours of boredom intermingled with moments of sheer panic. And the other day, those were moments of sheer panic, but she held her own. And Sandy, as you just mentioned, she's a born-again believer. Doesn't miss an opportunity to witness to whoever the co-pilot is sitting beside her on those flights. And I have to believe that God just poured out his grace upon her to be able to bring that aircraft in safely. An amazing lady, and I just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sandy, for this incident, because it's giving an opportunity to give testimony of what being a Christian can be and what it means. And it brings glory to God.
Yeah, it gives men spine and backbone when we allow God to manifest and Jesus to live in our lives. It gives us boldness and courage, no fear of death, self-sacrifice. It is a beautiful thing to behold, and that's what she demonstrated. By the way, the article, "The Right Stuff" at Southwest Airlines, the subtitle is "Chuck Yeager, Meet Tammy Jo Schultz." We're going to put this on our Facebook page so that you can read that and share it and also listen to that cockpit recording. It's just amazing. We are in the middle of our share-a-thon, our spring share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. If you enjoy the programming here, it's the partnership that we have. You help us, please, financially. That's how Fred and I get paid, frankly, and all the people at AFA. And, of course, we have to be paid in order to, you know, buy food and pay our mortgages and all the things that go. You know, we know how life is. So that's all the operation of costs and all the things that American Family Radio and American Family Association does depends on your generous donations. So 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Let's listen to what another listener had to say when he or she called in. Let's listen.
This is Iris from Texas calling, and I want to thank American Family Radio for keeping me abreast of the news from a Christian worldview, for their heart, for the world, for the lost, for missions, for America. I'll love Brian Fisher's show and Sandy Rios in the morning and today's issues. Tony Perkins on Washington Watch has changed my life and given me words to speak into the culture that I live around to make a difference. God bless every staff member for all that you do for us.
Well, all I can say is, wow, that is so cool. So, Fred, I have the same question. You know, is the phone ringing? I want to know.
Is Inquiring the phone matters. Ringing? I'll tell you what. I told you before, Sandy Rios listeners, you're the best. We've already got pledges from 400 of you this hour. Now, just a moment ago, I said 500. Now, I've got to adjust that. We're shooting for six. We're going to shoot for six this hour. Hey, listen, folks, you can do it. And we got to remind the folks, every pledge that you make this hour, folks, we're going to add $100 to it. We have a very generous person out there who has said, every pledge this hour, we're going to add $100 to that. So now's the time. Like I said, today's the last day, folks. You got to do it right now. And you may say, well, I'll wait till this afternoon. I tell you what, this afternoon, you're going to be busy stopping for groceries on the way home, getting gas and all that stuff. Got to pick up the kids at school. Do it right now. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Get that phone. Get them ringing. I think at least two people out there right now who are not on the phones.
Oh, that's bad. Boy, that's really bad.
Tell them Sandy and Fred told me to call right now because I want $100 added to whatever I'm going to pledge. 877-616-2396. Hey, Sandy.
Yes, sir.
We told the story about how I arrived here and God's providence. Tell me, How did you come to American Family Radio?
Well, actually, it's a kind of cool story, Fred, and I have told it on the air before, so some may have heard this, so forgive me, but, you know, I was with Salem Broadcasting for many years. I was the drive time host in Chicago. I did a three-hour show. I went to Washington to become president of Concerned Women for America. I came back to Chicago, went back on the air in Chicago again, and then my husband and I moved back to D.C. So I was working for Fox as a contributor. And I was working, I started working for them from Chicago. So I'd go into the Chicago Bureau or they would fly me to New York, just all kinds of things. But one particular day, and keep in mind when these calls come, you go like, you've got 2 hours. Can you be here in 2 hours? So you drop everything. It's like substitute teaching. And then, you know, can you please be prepared to talk about this? So it's a lot of pressure. Not everybody, it takes a person who could do things last minute to make this happen. And I enjoyed that because I'm kind of a spontaneous pressure kind of person. So I get ready and I'm studying. And the particular topic for this, and it's going to be on Bill O'Reilly, is Ellen DeGeneres has just been chosen to be the spokesperson for JCPenney. So this is a tough one, Fred, because, you know, who doesn't like Ellen DeGeneres? Yep. At least at that time, she was even more likable, I think, than she is now. But she is an advocate. She was an advocate in every way. She was an activist for LGBT issues and for gay marriage. And it wasn't just that she was a lesbian. She was very aggressive. But she's also very popular. So I prepped and prayed, and I knew I had to be careful what I said, but I had to say what was true. So I go into the studio, and Bill's an interesting person. Before we went on the air, Sandy, don't you say that. Don't say that. Don't you say that. And, you know, all this, and he didn't know what I was going to say. But we don't want any gay bashing, I think is what he said to me, as though I was going to do that, as though he did not know me. So we got on the, it went live, and every time I started to say something, Bill would jump in and talk over me or block what I was trying to say. Mm. And I was very frustrated. Now, that had happened before, but this was the worst, I think. So when I finished that hit, and when my husband was waiting for me in the car outside, I went downstairs and I said to him in the car, honestly, I started crying. Not because, you know, I can't take verbal, heaven knows I've taken enough verbal abuse through the years. Not that. It's just that it just hit me, Lord, why am I doing this? Mm. I have been on television so many times. I hosted Crossfire when I was at, I've been on all over the networks, all over the news. I'm not looking to be on television so people can see me. I'm not interested in that. And if I cannot say what I believe, if I can't express myself, then why am I doing this? Yeah. What's the point? And Lord, what do you want me to do? I mean, should I just quit? What should I do? And that was the conversation we had all the way home. It was the next morning when my phone rang, and it was Tim Wildman. I saw you with Bill O'Reilly last night, and we would love for you to do our morning show at American Family Radio.
Wow.
You know, and here's the irony, Fred, you know, do I want to do an early morning talk show? I don't think so. You know, I was used to doing drive time, not, you know, early morning. Not that I'd sleep late, but I wasn't getting up at 5 a.m. So my husband said to me, you have to take it. Oh, wow. You have to be on the radio, Sandy. My husband's one of my biggest cheerleaders, Fred. He said, I love it when you're on the radio. I miss you being on the radio. You have to go back on the radio. And besides, we both knew that that was God. God, in the form of Tim Wildman, calling me in and offering me a job. So I told him yes, and that's been, oh gosh, I think it's been 7 years ago, something like that, close to it. It's just unbelievable. So that's how I came to American Family Radio. Oh boy. Okay, Fred, give the number, please, since I'm jabbering so much.
We are over 500, folks. We have gone by 500. Remember, the new goal for Sandy Rios listeners is over 600. All right? Now's the time to do it. 877-616-2396. We're adding $100 this hour to any pledge that is given. $100 more than what you pledge. Make those phones ring right now. 877-616-2396. Keep Sandy on the air.
Only you can do it. Are we overstating a little bit? Okay. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net And thank you all so much in advance for your generous support. We'll be right back.
American Family Studios producer Kendra White.
We wear a lot of hats, but I love getting to create content that goes places that I can't go. Like the things that we make go into prisons, they go into other countries, they go into churches, and it's resources and videos to inspire people, to equip them and to help them. And as Christians, I think we need to be on the front line of using whatever technology God has given man to be able to point man to our Creator and that He loves us.
This show every day on my way to work is a true blessing. It's at the current time, it's my only form of church, but it keeps me in the Word. And I just wanted to thank you guys for just being there for people like me who don't always get the opportunity to go to church and be with fellowship. Thank you, and I love you for what you do.
Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. Spring Charathon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios back with you. Boy, that was a short break. They have short breaks at Charathon, I have to say. And for people who are in radio, longer breaks are good sometimes. Uh-huh. Anyways, great to be back with you. Me and Fred Jackson are hosting this morning. It's our spring Charathon. And our phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And you can go also to AFR.net and make a pledge. Fred, how are we doing in there?
All right. We've gone through 500. We're over 550. Now, I set a goal a little while ago of 600. And you're going to accuse me, Fred, you keep moving the line.
You do.
Hey, listen. Listeners, you're terrific, and we want to keep that bar moving up. So we're going to go over 600, but 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Remember, you're going to get $100 added to every pledge this hour. And so we have about 17 minutes left. Make the phones ring. I see a couple of people out there that need to be talking to you folks. 877-616-2396. And we do want to thank some who have called already in this hour. Nancy in Vicksburg, Mississippi, thanks so much. Jerry in Rogers, Arkansas. Matt in Hopewell, Virginia. Lily in Greenwood, Arkansas. And Dwayne in Frostburg, Maryland. Thank you so much. You are among the many, the hundreds, literally, that are calling this hour. And we thank you so much. And don't forget, one-time gift of 150 or more, we're going to give you, along with adding the $100 to your pledge, we're going to send you 5 of the In God We Trust decals, 5 bookmarks and 5 buttons with In God We Trust on it. And then for a monthly gift of $30 or more, on top of all of that, you're going to get an In God We Trust t-shirt. And they are cool looking. Okay, a drum roll of some type. We just went over 600.
All right. You know what, Fred? I think we should do this. Would be fun to me. Let's just change the challenge to this. But I'm not talking about the money challenge. Let's change the number challenge. Let's just see how many calls we can get before the top of the hour. Let's see if we can blow it out of the water.
All right.
Just to see how far we can get with this and how many people we can get to. Yeah, how many of you can call in to make that number go up? So we just want to blow the socks off the numbers.
Let's get biblical about this.
Okay, all right, I'm all for that.
7 is the perfect number, right?
Oh, that's too low.
It's the number.
No, let's blow it out. Let's blow it out. Come on, you guys, let's just blow it out. Just see how many of you can call in between now and the top of the hour. It's 877-616, and I'm going to look for you, Fred, to give that number now, right before we go out.
Okay.
The number, the grand total, 877-616-616. 2396. If you haven't called yet, do it. This is fun. That's all. It's just fun. 877-616-2396 or call AFR.net, AFR.net, and make your most generous pledge. Fred, let me just say before we go to the next story here, you know, I've done a lot of fundraising. I used to be the spokesperson for the Bible League. I was the spokesperson for Concerned Women for America. My people hired me and my voice and my personality to raise money for various things. I never did that for anything I didn't believe in, by the way. So I just want to hasten to add that. But I've never been in an experience where raising money was so easy. Honestly. I mean, I've never, and I don't mean, I mean, people listen. We really, truly are a team with our listeners.
Amen.
You don't have to convince them.
Amen.
They know the value, and they're eager to give. And that's really different for people like us who are, you know, at the other end of it, to trying to encourage them. We don't have to give our listeners much of an encouragement. They are amazing. By the way, our phone is 877-616-2396. Let's blow it out of the water, okay, shall we? AFR.net is the... where you can go make your donation online. Let's listen to another listener before we get to another news story. Let's listen.
My name is Shauna from Paris, Tennessee, and AFR impacts my family in that being a homeschooling mother and there during the day with my daughter, as we're doing things about the house, we'll listen to AFR. And AFR reinforces all the things that we have been teaching her about God, about our country, about what it means to be a believer in this world. And it's nice to have that reinforcement so that she knows it's not just coming from us, that there are other people out there who believe and follow these same things. And we just appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Love, beautiful, beautiful. I love it when people let their kids listen, and when we're part of their educational process. You know, through the years, Fred, I've had, you've probably had this too, but I've had young adults come to me, your college kids, and say, you know, I grew up listening to you. And now I'm at University of blank, and I'm studying political science. Or I, you know, or I've had adults say, I have never really paid attention to politics, and now I'm running for office and doing, you know, it's just amazing and so encouraging. And by the way, the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Go to AFR.net if you'd rather make your donation online. Fred, I want to turn our discussion to this couple of polls that just came out. You and I briefly, at least briefly off air, talked about it. But here's a companion poll. Here's the question. Do you think problems in America's politics right now are similar to most periods of partisan disagreement? Or do you think problems have reached a dangerous low point? And these are the answers. 71% believe it's reached a dangerous low point. 31% believe it's just temporary, and 39% believe it's the new normal. 29% said it's similar. Well, you know what? I'm breaking it down in the wrong way here. Let me do it this way. 71% have reached a dangerous low point. 29% believe it's similar to most periods of disagreement. That's pretty stunning information, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it reflects what's really going on out there. It reflects the spiritual battle, and we've talked about that. It reflects the political battle that's going on out there. The reason I believe that Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016 is that Americans realize they were losing their country. And by that I mean there are forces that, well, Barack Obama, when he was candidate for president back in 2008, remember what he said? I want to change the country. I'm going to change the
radically
world.
Radically transform.
So he didn't hide what his agenda was. And what we have forces out there in the media. We have forces in the education system. And we have forces sometimes in our pulpits, and that's sad to say that,
yes,
that believe this country needs to move away from the values that it has made it so great. This is a country that shares its love. We've reached out. And don't be deceived by what you're seeing in the mainstream media, folks. This country still reaches out and brings in people who want to come to this country. This country still leads. We reach out for refugees. We reach out for immigrants. Folks, I'm an immigrant. I came here. I love what this country has stood for through the years. And over the last 20 years, I've been alarmed that there seems to be, and this happens, and the education system and the news media are responsible for this. They're not telling the whole history of this country or what made this country great. And you know, I've seen exchanges, for example, between Ravi Zacharias and a university student who says, "What's wrong with China?" he says. And Ravi Zacharias looks at him and says, "What, are you serious? What's You know, you're talking China is okay. They get along okay. How many people they put in prison? How many people they kill? This is the kind of thing we need to ensure that we are telling. And this is what American Family Radio is all about, Sandy. It's about ensuring that the truth still gets out there. God allowed the United States of America to be born. And he did so using people with Christian values. And folks, if we move away from that, we better be prepared for God's judgment if we move away from that. And I think there is what this poll you just read, Sandy, I think there is growing awareness that we have to make a turn back to what made this country great.
You know, and by the way, our phone number, hey, remember, we're going to blow it out of the water. Remember that part? Mm-hmm. So if you haven't called, please call. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net to make your pledge. And please call before the top of the hour because it's just
Sandy,
fun.
Sandy,
it's just fun. What?
744.
All right, so we're blowing it out, but we're not done. If you haven't called, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. This is an AP poll. It's a little different poll than the one I just cited, Fred, and it says that 7 out of 10 Americans think the United States is losing its national identity, while just 3 in 10 regard the country's identity as secure.
Yeah.
And these attitudes are related to threats to that identity and pride in several aspects of the country. And that's an AP poll. Now, let me break it down a little bit. Respondents valued a fair judicial system and rule of law the most, cited by 88%, followed by individual freedoms defined by the Constitution, cited by 84%. The shared use of the English language was in third place, cited by 73%. 76% of Americans said the nation has a unique character, which makes the U.S. the greatest country in the world. 76%. 71% are afraid America is losing its national identity.
Yeah.
57% said the U.S. should have an essential American culture and values that immigrants take on when they arrive. And there's a lot more to it. By the way, we'll put this poll on our Facebook page.
Good.
The title, it's in the Washington Times, is Missing Their Country. Mm-hmm. 71% of Americans say U.S. losing its national identity. It's an incredible poll. And that's why, you know, it's not that we do think American values are superior in many ways. But you know why? Because American values have been synonymous with God's values.
Amen.
They have been in the past.
Amen.
And so that's what has made America unique. Only our nation was founded by immigrants who came here and were men of God, not all of them, but most of them. And they prayed this country into existence and wrote the Constitution based on God's principles. Even the three branches of government were patterned after the three, the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, the Trinity.
Amen.
I mean, it's just an amazing story, this story, and
that's
no
right.
other country has a story like this. And Amen. That's what we want to present as much as we can each and every day. That's worth
Amen.
Preserving.
Amen.
Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Okay, Fred, your turn to say something brilliant.
I'm just going to lay it out there, folks. Once again, we've got just under 7 minutes left. All right, in Sandy Rios for this last day of Share-a-thon, we're adding $100. We're adding $100 to every pledge that you make. Our producer just put it up on his very sophisticated a message board, which is a piece of paper. We just went over 800, folks.
Oh, man. Okay, you guys, let's blow it out.
Keep rolling.
877-616-2396. Can we reach 1,000? You know, I wonder if we could reach 1,000. That would be so much fun. You'd make my day. I mean, besides which, you'd help American Family Radio a lot, too. But it would just be fun. 877-616-2396. Hey, Fred, I want to talk to you briefly about another story.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been following this Starbucks story?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so can you tell the basics just quickly?
All right. About a week or so ago, there were two African-American men went into a Starbucks in Philadelphia. And they went to use the men's room. And an employee at that particular one Starbucks said they had a policy that you can't use the washrooms unless you buy something. There was a verbal confrontation. That employee calls 911. The police arrive and they arrest these two gentlemen, who it turns out were there to meet someone else or were going to have coffee together a little bit later. That exploded into a national story. The CEO of Starbucks goes to Philadelphia and say, "We're so sorry for this happening." And I honestly believe that employee made a mistake. But it has turned into something that the far, far, far left has turned into their saying of Starbucks, which is a very liberal political company. They're saying Starbucks is demonstrating racism across its system. There's no proof to that. However, Starbucks continues to bow to these politically correct pressures, and now sometime in the next few weeks, they're going to shut down their stores for half a day to educate, they say, their employees about bias, some even calling it unconscious bias.
Fred, let me interrupt you just because of the time. I want to play a little clip. This is a guy who went into that same Starbucks. Uh-huh. I want you to hear what he has to say. He videotaped his entire interaction. Let's listen.
Everybody go inside, get my free coffee. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Are y'all ready? About to get my free coffee. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, I heard y'all was racist, so I came to get my free coffee.
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard you guys don't like black people, so I wanted to get my Starbucks reparations voucher. What's that?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I saw that on my Twitter last night. I was like,
yeah, I need a free coffee.
I'll give you a free coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. This is justice. This is justice. This is what I'm talking about. It's great customer service. Absolutely. Yeah. Reparations, man. Gotta get my reparations for being black in America. Black Lives Matter.
All right, we're going to interrupt because of the time, but you get the idea. So now Black Lives Matter, this gentleman from Philadelphia, is demanding reparations with his coffee. This is just wrong. It is wrong. It has, and we don't have time to expand on that, but we want to talk about what's true and what isn't, and we want things to be just in every way, whether it's black or white. I guess that's the bottom line here. Interesting story, but Fred, we got to wind it up here. Our phone number, again, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net. So what's happening there, Fred?
All right, we've got 2.5 minutes left, folks. Don't forget, 2.5 minutes left in this program. And we're going to add $100 to everything that you pledge. Keep ringing right now. Keep ringing that phone. We are at 876 pledges this hour.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Can we make 1,000?
We're gonna try. We're just going to keep those phones going, Sandy.
All right. Okay.
Listen, I right now, because we're getting so short of time, I just want to thank all of you Sandy Rios listeners, because you're not only dedicated to Sandy, but you're demonstrating that you care about the future of this country, that you care about the truth. And that's what we're about here every day at American Family Radio. And I'm so glad that Sandy Rios is part of this team. Thank you, Sandy, for what you do every day. And thank you, dear folks, the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Fred, thanks for that. And the feeling's mutual. You know, it's a great team to be part of, and I'm very honored and proud to be a part of American Family Radio. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Can you make it 1,000 before the top of the hour? Because I'm going to ask Fred later if that happened. All right, thank you all so much. God bless each and every one of you. And thank you, Fred, for your help. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.